Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Is 5G television for real? Decide for yourself as we explore UMAX TV, a new multi-channel venture that offers some things you expect and some you don't. Founder Jim Deverix joins me next in an internet radio exclusive. Canela Media's latest Spanish-language TV effort is up and running. Canela Music presents a variety of music videos and original content through smart TV products. We'll check in with Canela Chief Executive Isabel Raffrey next hour. Also ahead, Peter Scolari passes away, our classic trivia question, and our takeaways of the week, a tipping point for interactivity, and Donald Trump's Netflix ambitions. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio, and present on the iHeartRadio Podcast Music, Podcast Network, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Verbal, and Reason. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you by Audible.com, the leading provider of spoken audio entertainment information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later in our 90-minute program. And we welcome you on this Friday afternoon to the program all about TV's current and future. We will have a lot to say about TV's future, particularly with our first segment. We are happy to have you with us. 70 degrees at the top of the hour and here in the Big Apple, New York metro area. Beautiful day as we wrap up the week, which turned out to be Advertising Week New York. We'll talk more about that and what came out of that in our second half hour. And we invite you to be part of the program. Interact with our guests. How? You pick up the phone and you use this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number is good anyway. You're catching us across the country or around the globe here on Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, and TuneIn Radio. And if you're shy about the phone, that is no problem with us. We got a chat room ready to go for you. It's SimonApple04 by name. You can find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. While the program is on the air, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon, your Blog Talk Radio speaker, tune in screen. Follow the instructions. Other people can be live with you. Jim Deverix from Sound, or I should say SuperCloud International, the folks behind UMAX TV, will join us live after these news notes. Bosom Buzzies and Newhouse co-star Peter Scolari passed away earlier today. The cause of Scolari's death was not disclosed. He had been dealing with cancer the last 2 years. Playing opposite Tom Hanks for ABC sitcom Bosom Buddies, that's the one about the two guys who dress up as girls in order to keep their apartment and make it nice and great and low-paying, too. Well, Bosom Buddies was Scolari's first claim to TV fame. Playing opposite Bob Newhart on his long-running CBS affair from 1984 to 1990 was the second. Newhart brought Scolari 3 Supporting Actor Emmy nominations, and he won a Guest Actor Emmy 5 years ago as Lena Dunham's father on HBO's Girls. Scolari was 66. And the creators of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend are set to reconnect on HBO on Hulu's behalf. Rachel Bloom and Aline Brush McKenna have a comedy series in development at Hulu. It's called Badass and Her Sister. The "and her sister" is in parentheses. Bloom will play a spy who exits the clandestine life for living with her twin sister, also played by Bloom. Again, the name of the program is Badass, parentheses, and Her Sister, and that's being in development for Hulu. And that's news notes for today. 2 years ago in this program, we came to you from New York City's Media Lab Conference taking place at Brooklyn's Metrotech District. At the time, we came to see not only the conference, but an executive for Verizon's 5G labs here in New York. The 5G labs for Verizon Media, by the way, are not just here in the Big Apple, but also in Los Angeles and other parts of the country. And when we had our guests live in person at the Media Lab Conference, our suspicions were confirmed. That 5G is not only something for your smartphone that makes it do more than you think, but also possibly for television. Everything from expanding channel capacity to giving people the opportunity to do animation live in real time using motion capture technology with 5G, and even video gaming taking it to new directions beyond what you currently see now. Well, 2 years after that monumental episode of our program, guess what? There is a 5G television service, and you're about to hear about it. It's called UMAX, UMAXX TV, and it's from a company called SuperCloud International. And joining us live, I believe, from the company's headquarters in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, is the founder and overseer of the company and the service, Jim Deverix. Jim, welcome to our program.
Good afternoon, Simon, and thank you for having me on your program today. How are you?
It's very, very well, thank you. And are you calling us from Fort Lauderdale, where you're based?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Great. Before we get to UMAX and what it does and how it is doing in its first week of operation, give us your thoughts about 5G television. What do you see as the possibilities for what it can be for TV?
I believe it's limitless. You know, consumers are starving for richer experiences at home and, you know, for better entertainment choices. And we believe that the future of those rich entertainment experiences will be driven by 5G.
What experiences do you see?
Well, you know, the consumers looking for increased bandwidth at home, and as a matter of fact, we've, you know, honed our skills particularly on that piece, and we believe that 5G TV will provide for, you know, a limitless opportunity for a consumer to enjoy TV, movies, and other content with richer experiences than are currently provided with current technologies.
What about 5G's ability to impact interactive TV, to give people the opportunity through their television set to do everything from interact with content to check in on their home security system, their webcams, their front door cameras, order all sorts of products and services and things of that nature?
Yes, I believe this is a very, very bright spot for the consumer, being able to not only enjoy 5G TV at home, but being able to enjoy the ability to utilize the IoT spectrum of 5G or Internet of Things, per se, allows them to power their entire home from, like you said, from security to the coffee pot to the curtains in their home, the lighting, the cooling, and, of course, their entertainment.
So let's get into UMAX TV. It has been up and running for a week. How long, first of all, has this been in development for, and what has happened in your first week of operation?
So UMAX itself has was launched a little earlier in the year just as an IPTV service while we were working on the, in the background on perfecting the 5G capability. And that came about, you know, in the last, we perfected it, and after all the testing and beta, brought it to the world, or to the U.S. market, we'll say, just in the past couple weeks. So we believe that, you know, this is going to be a great product that the consumers are going to fall in love with.
And the people who are currently subscribing, first of all, do we have a sense of how many people are subscribing, where this service is available? Is it just, let's say, in one location, or is it available nationwide, or just in specific markets? What is the standing in terms of availability right now?
Yes, so we opened initially in the Florida market, where we're home-based, just to test the waters. And now with our social media campaigns on Facebook and Instagram, we're starting to expand that out nationwide. We believe that the campaigns that we have put together, once we begin turning those up over the course of the next week and forward, we'll have access to approximately 210 million people, an audience of 210 million people nationwide.
Mm-hmm. And do we know yet how many subscribers you have going into, let's say, this weekend?
Yeah, currently there's only a few hundred because we literally just opened it up. Even though we made the announcement, we just literally opened up. So there's a few hundred on right now. And with the campaign and the testing, the analytics that have come back, we think, you know, we're going to do very well with that and expand that number very quickly.
So what are those few hundred that have picked up the service over this past week? What are they getting through their TV sets? What services? What applications? Take us through it.
Yeah, so right now, you know, the offering, we have four separate internet packages. And, you know, something there for everyone. If someone just would like a little internet for home, we have a starter package called the UMAX Starter. And then the next package up from that would be a UMAX Extra, which gives you a little bit more bandwidth, about 25 gigs of data per month. And then our next package up, which is the one that seems to be holding as a point that folks are really gravitating to, and that would be our UMAX Ultra, which offers 50 gigabits gigabytes per month. Then our UMAX Ultra Plus is our premium flagship. It's the best deal. We offer a 100 gig plan, and the 5G that we're providing is military grade, so it's not the same consumer network that everyone else would be on. For example, your 5G telephone. So those are the internet packages. And then the television packages, we have a UMAX Plus, which is basically a starter program. It offers 115 channels, including 115 live HD channels, including 50 channels of premium Stingray music. We also offer that. We have our UMAX Extreme, which provides about 155 channels. And then our premium, which is our best all-in value, which includes this, Showtime, Cinemax, Stars, HBO, and that's our premium package.
We're talking about UMAX.TV. It's the new 5G-powered television service that is now available as it is going spreading out from Florida and going all over the country. And we're speaking with Jim Devericks. He is the founder of SuperCloud International, the parent company of this service. He joins us live from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, where the company is based this half hour. On Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Simon Abbott with you live from New York. Thank you very much for making us part of your Friday, wrapping up your week with us, the program about TV's current and future. 70 degrees at the top of the hour. You have a question or a comment for Jim, make that call, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, Simon Apple 04 by name. We have a triple header week of programs for you next week. And we kick it off on Monday when Fox Weather, that's the brand new service from Fox News Media, premieres on smart TV sets and smart TV devices. We'll be joined by one of the key executives at Fox News Media, Executive Vice President Jeff Collins. And then on Wednesday, our special episode midweek, we have an interesting hour for you. First up, we'll talk about another aspect of Fox that's getting a lot of traction. That is Tubi, their multi-channel bundle that's now doing original programming. One of those original shows is a made-for-TV movie called Harlan Manor. It's certainly ripe for Halloween. It premieres next week, and it's all about a paranormal investigation team that examines a haunted house to see how haunted it is for themselves. We'll talk to the co-writer and director, Stephen R. Monroe. And also, we'll introduce you to another multi-channel bundle that is premiering called Clix.TV. We'll speak with the co-founders of the service, Ed Sullivan, Patricia Sullivan, and former CNN executive Stacey Jones, who has been on our show before. They're all coming up Wednesday, 3:10 Eastern Pacific, right here exclusively on Tomorrow Be Televised. For the remainder of the conversation, Jim, let's stay with the television packages, because that's what our listeners, I think, are more interested in. In addition to the TV channels, the Stingray music channels, the 50 in that category, what else are they getting? In the press release that came out, you're talking about movies, songs, games, even the ability to read e-books on the television set. So what are they getting beyond channels?
Yes, correct. Beyond the television program, we additionally offer about 2.5 million e-books that we've put together, aggregated over the last probably three years or so. It's a private collection of e-books. They're basically forgotten books. And we found that library fascinating, so we made a deal and acquired it. Additionally, we have movies. We have fostered deals with the studios in L.A., and through our content provider partner, Viewbiquity, we have access to about 25,000 movies. Music, there are a total of about 68 million tracks or songs available, and then thousands of games. Additionally, we have our own pay-per-view live events channels. We own and operate several of those brands or networks, if you will. We own world-class boxing TV for the boxing fans, which we're going to be bringing live in the spring, and also Ultimate Warriors TV for the MMA fans, of course, and then another brand that we have, which we're very excited about, is our Culture Music TV brand, and that will cater to the music crowd, the music and fashion crowd who love to go to concerts and stuff. The live pay-per-view events were kind of put on the back burner due to COVID, as I'm sure you and everyone in the world knows about. But we're looking to bring all of that rich content to bear here in the early spring.
I want to go back to the interactive pay-per-view event that you have and will have down the road in a bit. But first, go back to e-books. You may be the first television venture to put e-books on the television screen. What are you doing to make e-books appealing for the TV screen and for the television viewer?
Well, I can tell you, Simon, it was a bit of a challenge because our development team, thank God, they're amazing. When I ask them if something can be done, they don't tell me no. They go find a way to make it happen, and I'm very grateful for them. So they utilize a technology known as an API, and that API allows for us to pull the books and then position them into a player on the screen.
Yeah. Do you think there'll be certain genres of books, let's say, you know, whether it's children's books or espionage novels or cookbooks, whatever, that you think might be more appealing, let's say, than others to viewers?
Well, I think obviously there's always special interest, right, when it comes to that. But, yeah, I think it's going to be varied, to be quite honest with you. I think we're probably going to see a lot in the children's books. There's a lot of parents are home today, still even after, you know, COVID. You know, a lot of parents are still staying at home and everyone's working from home pretty much still. So we think that that's going to be a big appeal. And, of course, you know, the whole gamut of books that we offer. We think it's a very rich offering, and there's something there for everyone.
Yeah. I should point out that UMAX.TV is available through many smart TV sets and smart TV devices like Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, Android Power television sets. Sets from LG, Roku, as well as their other products, as well as Samsung. Now, going back to the interactive pay-per-view events, what makes them interactive?
So we have designed and developed on our proprietary TV brands, we'll call that, like the World Class Boxing, Ultimate Warriors, and UMAX, our Culture Music TV brands, we have designed and developed a bidirectional component, making them interactive. So, for example, you would pull up the channel, and on the channel there would be a little icon or a logo. You tap on the logo, and it basically reverts you to the actual programming behind it and the actual brand behind the programming so that you can read about it. For example, I'll give you a perfect example. So if we were to pull up a Coca-Cola channel or a network or ESPN, if you were to click on the logo, the ESPN logo, it would automatically swap the screen over to the brand. So you could learn all about ESPN, whatever they're offering, whatever's going on there, the background, the history of the company. And then you have the ability to flip that screen back over and now continue with your programming.
Mm-hmm. How are the TV service packages priced? And have you started to look at perhaps offering ad sales, if not on every channel, on some of the channels?
Yes, thank you, Simon, for asking that. That's a great question. So we spent about 8 months, 8 to 9 months, in looking at the industry as a whole, looking at traditional cable TV, IPTV, and, of course, streaming, to look at the pricing models, what they're offering as promotions, et cetera, to come up with our pricing. Now, we are a charter member of the National Rural Telecom Cooperative, or NRTC, is where we license all of our television programming from, and we went back and forth with them and the programmers for several months with our attorneys in New York and Beverly Hills to get the right pricing for the right packages to offer a better price point for the consumer. To answer your question about advertising, we absolutely will be doing that. We have not added that component in yet. We were focused, laser focused on the 5G piece. We wanted to beat everyone to the market on that, and we did. And so we will be adding the advertising component in the month of November. So there'll be plenty of ad capability on the channels, and of course we adhere to all of the, you know, the requirements by the programmers.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about UMAX. That's UMAXX.TV. It's the new 5G powered television service, which is operating out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The parent company is SuperCloud International. We've got the founder of the company, Jim Devers, with us live from Fort Lauderdale this half hour on Tomorrow We Talk. Again, UMAX.TV is available on many smart TV sets and smart TV devices. And Jim's going to be with us for a few more minutes here on Tomorrow We Televised on this Friday afternoon. He's in Fort Lauderdale. I'm up the coast in Nueva York. Simon Applebaum with you. Happy to have you aboard on this Friday. And if you have a question or comment or many minutes with Jim, make the call, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, Simon Apple 04 by name. Coming up in the next half hour, our regular Friday feature, the takeaway of the week, and we have two takeaways for you. The first comes out of Advertising Week New York, a presentation by Vizio that was a lot more newsy than you think. For example, we may be at a tipping point in terms of interest with interactive television, a big tipping point. And then we'll have a takeaway that you're not hearing a lot about that you ought to, and that is former President Donald Trump's effort to create a mega content service. It's the part of that show, that part of that story you're not hearing about, and it may be why the stock of that SPAC that is going to tie in with the former president's venture is sky high at this point. It's gone from $10 a share at the start of yesterday to over $100 a share as we speak, with about 40 minutes to go before the stock market closes for the week. Jim, there are a lot of new services out there, many by independent players, many by communities of color, that are also trying to make distribution all over the place through smart TV sets and smart devices. Have you heard from some of those services in terms of seeing your service as a carriage point to reach viewers?
Yes, that's a great question, Simon. Yes, so we have a B2B division as well, and we have built out a model for small cable television operators, IPTV operators here in the U.S. that are looking for a fast track to get their television programming offered, you know, to their footprint, right, their customers and or subscribers, and that program is well underway. And we're also working with the NRTC on that to service primarily middle America.
Do you see UMAX TV getting into either the content creation business or the channel creation business, as Vizio, for example, the smart TV maker, and we're going to talk about that also in our next half hour, that they're doing? Have you had people come to you and say, I want to partner with you to create content, especially interactive content, given 5G's potential?
Yes, sir. That is something that we've undertaken, and as a matter of fact, our in-house television brands, they're bidirectional television brands, so we're already doing that, and we've actually done that for Hollywood TV. Rick Wake, who is a very well-known and respected music producer, his group, the famous musician, composer, Yanni, we built an initial test or pilot, if you will, for Coca-Cola when they were looking to do a television program like that. So, yes, it is a program that we have, and we currently are doing that. We have our own in-house studios that enables us to create that content, and we're looking to bring more of that content forward into the marketplace as we continue pressing forward with our UMAX product and service.
You announced your launch of UMAX in a press release more than a week ago. And
yes, sir.
Over this past week, I have yet to see a news channel, a news program, a business channel like CNBC or Bloomberg or Fox News, Fox Business Network, anybody on the national level cover your service. Are you surprised that given the interest level of 5G, and you know what it does already for smartphones, that it seems that nobody in media is not, whether it's broadcast networks, it's cable networks, it's all news channels, it's the entertainment trade press, the tech trade press, that nobody seems to be covering what you're doing. Are you surprised at that?
Yes, a bit, but we do have a news network that is we're in talks with right now. Actually, our publicist is working on that as we speak, and we just spoke to them yesterday, so it looks like there is something on the table there, and I believe that is forthcoming.
Mm-hmm. So how do you see UMAX TV, where television goes, with 5G capability? What kinds of things do you see it introducing to viewers, let's say, over the next year? Do you see a big move in interactive services, whether it is interactive content, whether it is the ability to order goods and services, the ability to manage your energy, maybe tele-education, telehealth, Zoom, or services like that, video chat? What do you see, what are you projecting that UMAX .TV will do in the next year?
Simon, it's a combination of all of the above. We believe that not only will the consumer enjoy richer experiences, they'll be able to interact with everything that is live and active and on our 5G network in their home, be it, again, from their curtains to their coffee maker to the security system in their home, et cetera. We believe that our UChat social media platform, which is currently being fully upgraded and integrated into the UMAX platform as we speak, that will provide for video chat in network, so from one UMAX subscriber to another. So if you're a family, you'll be able to jump on and share a movie and watch a movie together, be able to share and have a video call together to get the whole family together. So we're really looking keenly at that and bringing all of those elements to the table, to the living room, so to speak. And in addition to that, we have a proprietary 5G set-top box, 5G IoT set-top box, that has drawn the interest of the three big carriers, AT&T, T-Mobile, and Verizon. And we have it in prototype stage now, and we're gearing up for mass manufacturing of that device, which comes with a detachable intuitive touchscreen interface tablet and mobile device peripherals that are built out on our network. So you'll be able to take that tablet, sit on your sofa. You'll be able to cast whatever you're watching up to your main screen, your smart TV, or other screens in your home. You can take it, go sit by the pool, or if you're out in rural America, you can take it down to the barn and watch your, watch the rodeo or a horse race or something while you're in the barn. All built on our network. That 9-inch tablet also will fit in the headrest of your SUV, so you can take all of your content and all of the IoT aspects of your home on the road with you wherever you may be in the U.S. So this is something that we're very excited about, all the carriers are very excited about, and we think it is the future of home TV and entertainment.
Mm-hmm. One more question. Do you see UMAX adopting other technologies to incorporate with 5G? For example, we're seeing now augmented reality is becoming a factor in television. The Weather Channel is using it for some of its segments. We're seeing weathercasts on local TV stations around the country, including WABC-TV here in New York, use augmented reality in some of their segments. We're going to find out on Monday with the Fox Weather, their brand new network, whether that will include augmented reality. But also you have a device like Portal TV, which is a smart TV device that allows users to create animation using augmented reality and sort of play characters during video chats. I'm curious what you think about augmented reality's potential in television and incorporating it along with 5G in UMAX.
Yes, Simon, the limitations for 5G are pretty amazing at the moment. And, the boundaries really are not seen yet. So I think the future is very bright for 5G, especially for home entertainment use. As bandwidth requirements become, in need more and more as they increase, you know, as the speeds of televisions go from 4K, 8K, and very soon we'll be at 16K, the bandwidth requirements double and quadruple, obviously, as you go up. 16K being the ceiling because the human eye can't process anything beyond 16K, but it is our belief and hope as we progress as a company and as a brand with UMAX that we're obviously looking at other technologies to enhance that home user's experience. So we believe that we'll continue pressing forward with new technologies and bringing those to our great UMAX customers.
If you want to know more about UMAX.tv and the various packages, television, and also the internet packages as well with different levels of 5G bandwidth, here's where you go online, www.umax.tv. That's www.umax.tv, www.umax.tv. UMAX.tv, now available through many smart TV sets and smart TV devices. Will 5G TV work? Will it happen in the long run? How much of an audience will it get? And what will it lead to in terms of interactive television, augmented reality, mixed reality, and also diverse technologies that want to incorporate with it? We'll let you decide. That's what it's all about. We wanted today to really give you the full 10 yards about this breakthrough service, and then it's up to you. Jim Devericks, the founder of SuperCloud International, the parent company of UMAX.tv, thank you again for joining us from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. We'll obviously keep track to what's happening, and we wish you the very, very best. And thanks again for being with us this afternoon.
Thank you, Simon.
It is a pleasure. Take care and have a great super weekend.
Yes, sir. You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Jim Devericks, the founder of SuperCloud International and UMAX.tv, joining us live from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I'd like to hear what you think about 5G TV and about UMAX.tv and maybe other ventures that will come down the pike not so far in the future. So email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. I'd love to hear what you have to think, and we'll offer your thoughts in future editions of this program. When we come back, we'll have our takeaways of the week, what may be a tipping point for interest among you out there for interactive TV, and Donald Trump's ambitions to make a Netflix service of his own happen, plus our classic trivia question of the week. And also coming up near the top of the hour, we'll be joined by Isabel Raffery, the founder and chief executive of Canela Media. They're already doing more in the Spanish-language television arena, the latest, which launched last week, Canela Music. We'll get to all of that after we pause, after the bottom of the hour, for web identification. This is Best Internet Radio on the planet, www.blogtalkradio.com, speaker.com, and tuner.com, together reaching over 65 million listeners around the world every month and growing. Check out the Blackout Hour radio show, one of the most unusual music shows in all of Internet radio. The Blackout Hour radio show this Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. Remember, best to VTR 24/7 at YouTube.com. Welcome back to our second half hour of this 90-minute edition of Tomorrow Be Televised, wrapping up your week right here in October 2021. Simon Abbott with you live from New York. Happy to have you aboard. Coming up near the top of the hour, we'll be joined by Isabel Raftery, the chief executive of Canela Media, one of the fastest-growing Spanish-language TV channels and services around. They've got not only Canela TV, but as of last week, they launched Canela Music. It's a very unusual music video and performing format, and you'll hear all about it, as I said, near the top of the hour. And also coming up near the top of the hour, our classic trivia question of the week. Get one more chance to answer our current question for the unofficial Hocus Pocus cookbook as your prize. Right now, we're going to do something unusual with our regular Friday feature, the takeaway of the week, and that is the development that happened this week that we think you should take away from in terms of how it will impact TV's future. Well, we have two takeaways of the week to take you with. One came out of Advertising Week New York, which came back in person for the first time in 2 years here in the Big Apple at Hudson Yards, marvelous area in Midtown, not far from Penn Station, the Javits Center. And the other is the story that should have been a major story this week, and it wasn't, because it was buried in both the press release and it wasn't talked about, whether it was on CNN, MSNBC, Fox News Channel, Fox Business Network, CNBC, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that is Donald Trump's effort to launch a mega content television service. So that's what we're going to deal with in our takeaway of the week segment. And by the way, if you have any comments about both situations, well, give us a call, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. Remember, numbers good anywhere. You're catching us across the country, around the globe, here on Blog Talk Radio, SpeakerTune Radio, or use that chat room, SimonApple04 by name. It was really wonderful the first 3 days of this week to be back covering an in-person event for this program and for Media Village, the Media Leadership website that I write columns for. Adweek New York has been around for years, but this is the first time in 2 years that it's been available in person. And this time around, rather than being in a movie theater where you had to go up and down, around, about, and after you went to a panel session, go outside the building, then come back in the building, really crazy. It was wonderful to see it happen at the Shops building, that's where WarnerMedia is also headquartered, at Hudson Yards over on 10th Avenue and 33rd Street. It was well laid out, a lot of great panels, tracks dealing with everything from smart TV sets and smart devices, TV programming, TV advertising, the role of women in the ad industry as well as the TV industry, and much, much more. On Monday, we brought you some of the Ad Week happenings. That was Ava DuVernay's special talk, where she said, and I quote, "The future of film is TV," and also introduced the idea of permanence, a permanent foundation for ongoing diversity and inclusion in the TV and ad industry on a permanent foundational level. Well, on Wednesday, for me, the highlight of Ad Week in the 3 days I was there was on Wednesday morning when I went to Peak Restaurant, which incidentally is on the top floor of the Shops building, has an incredible view of the skyline of New York City from all different angles, and also is an outside spot where you can go outside and check out the scene. And on Wednesday morning, it was absolutely beautiful. Picture-perfect day, picture-perfect weather, your wonderful, you know, I love New York kind of snapshot. And why I was there on Wednesday morning was because Vizio, the smart TV company maker, smart TV set maker, had a breakfast. And the breakfast was to do with several things. The first was to showcase the results of a new study they did with Magid, one of the top research study companies around. And it was about interest among consumers in smart TV sets, in smart TV programming, and what smart TV sets and devices could do in a 2.0 atmosphere. And the early results were striking. And one result in particular was extremely striking. And here it is. That for the first time that I've seen in a study of this nature, that anywhere from 40 to above 50% of the consumers surveyed said, we want to interact with our television set in various ways. And depending on the ways, like I said, it was anywhere from 40% or more to above 50%. That's above half. That's the majority we're talking about. And it was everything from the ability to interact with live weather and track reports, ordering goods and services, putting the webcam and watching on the television set, putting your home security camera or your front door camera or your garage door camera on the TV set, being able to check it anytime you want, to managing your energy, your lights, your audio, all sorts of services. And keep in mind again, and I don't know how many people were participating in the survey. I would think it would be several thousand. But again, consider 40% or more up to over 50%. And that suggests, and Vizio suggested, that this is a tipping point for the interest level in interactive television. And in fact, one of the Vizio executives that was speaking at this event even said, people are interested in a lean forward environment on an increasing level. And there's quite a bit of discussion during this section of the breakfast about interactive advertising and basically saying to advertisers, you better get on this boat now because this train is going to leave the station and it's going to be big, especially when you have smart TV, mega content services that are now, and other services going through smart TV sets and devices that are accepting interactive ads, giving people the opportunity to see the ad they want to see, and also the opportunity to order products and services from the ad or call up to get more information about the ad using either their remote control or their voice. Because if you haven't heard, more and more smart TV sets and devices now come with artificial intelligence features built in, voice features like Siri and Alexa and Google Assistant Cortina that allow you to control the set and what you do with it with your voice. So rather than say or speak with Alexa or Siri with a speaker, a separate device, you do it right through the television set, through your voice remote, if you will. Alexa, you know, show me the traffic on the Long Island Expressway. Or Siri, tell me a joke. Let me see it on the screen. Or Google Assistant, give me the latest bargains at Costco, and I want to order them. And you got the sense from the Vizio executives that they are going to make a major campaign to advertisers the rest of this year and early next to get them to support interactive services and interactive advertising. What an amazing turn of events. That's what we're talking about when we say tipping point. And the full study is coming out next month. And Vizio is going to hold a series of meetings to discuss what's happening. We will, by the way, keep in touch with Vizio about this. Incidentally, Catherine Pahn, who is one of Vizio's key executives on our show several months ago, if you want to hear that interview, which was very revealing, go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised, or check out our podcast affiliates from Verbal and Reason to Amazon Music and Apple Podcasts, and you'll hear it. And we're going to try to see if we can get somebody from Magid and Vizio to come on board together and talk about this study and the interest levels, especially with interactive television. And that's not all. In another aspect of Vizio's presentation, they also got into a project that they've been doing now for several months. It's called Vizio Features. It is the creation of specific new channels that either they are curating themselves in conjunction with outside players or inviting other outside players to curate the channel, put the channel together, and then put it on Vizio's smart TV sets in their SmartCast multi-channel bundle. And in the space of a few months since Vizio announced this at their Digital Content NewFront event this past May, five channels have gone on the scene. Fork and Flight, it's a unique home and food channel. Gamer Nation, which is about gaming, esports, and anime. A true crime service investigation, a science fiction service called Mission, and Fear, which is a horror-oriented collection of movies and TV service, by the way, has become, in a space of months, the top food-based programming channel on Vizio's bundle. And get this, according to Vizio, they have five times the viewership of any other channel within that home or food category. Investigation has become one of the top three channels of any on the Watch Free Plus bundle that Vizio has. And Mission TV, which is all about science fiction movies, television shows, etc., that debuted just 2 weeks ago, it is already performing in the top 10 of science fiction channels that are running on Vizio's sets. And Fear, which just came on last week, they have become a top horror channel in that genre of Vizio services. Those are amazing results. You may remember, late last month, we showcased another service that is about to go on Vizio's smart TV sets called Polaris. It's a hip-hop channel, ad-supported, put together by former executives at MTV and Revolt and other services. The founder and principal chairman, Raman J. Dukes, was on this program September 27th. He's a former executive both with MTV and with Revolt. Well, he was there with some of his other colleagues at this Vizio breakfast. And Polaris is getting ready to launch. In fact, we understand it will be launching sometime in November. They're a few weeks away from the launch. And they're getting a lot of attention. And this will be the first of the created channels that Vizio is going to launch. And incidentally, I talked after the presentation with a Vizio exec who told me that already, they are getting inquiries from other content makers who want to create their own curated channels and bring them to Vizio. And incidentally, in a press release that accompanied the breakfast event, it looks like we can look forward to additional features channels that will deal with home improvement and do-it-yourself material, holidays, live concerts, a channel devoted to what they call naturescape programming, and much, much, much more. So Vizio is very big on these new channels. In fact, you could say that Vizio, in very short order, is becoming a service incubator that may very well, at some point, take these services and take them beyond their sets and sell them to other smart TV sets and smart TV devices. I got to think that certainly will happen with Polaris, and it probably will happen with other services too. And incidentally, I met Raman at the event on Wednesday, which, again, was very, very well done. And we hope to have Raman back on when Polaris launches to get an update on the original content of the service and where they want to go in upcoming years. So there's your first takeaway. We may have reached, thanks to Vizio and this Magid research study, a tipping point in terms of mass interest by you, the consumer out there, in interactive services. And it sounds like Vizio is going to take full advantage of those results and really catapult the interactive television era that we are starting to see happen to new heights over the next year and beyond. So stay tuned. A lot more to come on that, and we hope to bring you along for the ride every step of the way. And before Wednesday ended came our second takeaway of the week, and frankly, the takeaway that every journalist organization should be talking about, and every entertainment news site should be talking about, and every journalist site or journalistic medium should be talking about and covering. And that is the new move by former President Donald Trump to create a Netflix-like mega content service. A press release was issued late Wednesday showing that the former president launched a new venture called Trump Media and Technology Group, TMTG. The headline was, the former president is going to get back into the social media game by launching his own social media platform, a la Twitter, Facebook, Parler, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that service is going to go into beta next month and then roll out big time during the first 3 months of 2022. Buried in that press release, which I had the chance to see yesterday, was the news that this new Trump venture is going to launch a smart TV set, smart TV device distributed mega content service on the order of Netflix, Paramount Plus, Apple TV Plus, HBO Max, Peacock, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, called TMTG Plus. And it's described as an entertainment, news, sports, plumbing service that will be family-friendly and woke-free, free of the woke culture. Moreover, this service, which again did not get the attention of most media out there, including the media covering television, has already hired the executive producer of Deal or No Deal and America's Got Talent, Scott St. John, in a major capacity to bring this service to life. Amazing. And what's even more amazing is that this service is going to merge, or I should say the parent company, this venture, is going to merge with a SPAC, a public stock offering that will supply it with hundreds of millions of dollars to get off the ground, to get this service off the ground, the social media platform off the ground, and maybe more. In fact, if you go to their website, you will find that there's a third project that is getting ready to go called TMTG News. Nothing was said in the press release about that, but you can see a little illustration of it on their website alongside TMTG Plus and TMG's social media plan. Incidentally, that stock, which I believe is called Digital Media Acquisition Corp, which also has a special set of warrants, the stock started yesterday trading at $10 a share. And as we speak right now, with less than 9 minutes to go before the stock market closes, the primary stock of Digital Media Acquisition Corp is over $110. Dollars a share. I don't think it's personal thought. I don't think it's over $110 a share because of just the social media platform by the former president. This mega content service, TMTG Plus, has a lot more to do with it. And it also goes to show there is a lot of excitement out there about what this service could do. And certainly, hiring Scott St. John, whose work you know from Deal or No Deal, America's Got Talent, Card Sharks, all the other game shows and other shows he's done, certainly lends credibility immediately to this venture. And yet, despite that, there has been very little coverage by most major media. There was a little bit of coverage on Squawk Box this morning on CNBC. Dominic Chu talked about it before the end of the program. However, he focused again on the social media platform, had nothing to say about the mega content service. And just to let you know, after I read the press release, I emailed the PR rep for TMTG saying, we'd like to stay in touch about this venture. As soon as we get more details, when we know this venture is going to launch, how, et cetera, we want to get Scott St. John on or other people on to talk about this venture in full. We haven't heard back yet. We hope we will soon. And here's the bottom line why there's a takeaway of the week. This could be a huge venture for the former president. And this could be a huge venture for a lot of content makers who feel right now they are shut out by other networks and other services. Now, a lot's going to depend on what kind of news gets released over the coming months. And I suspect that this venture will probably go on some point before the end of 2022. But keep in mind this important fact, whether you like President Trump or not. Last year, more than 75 million people voted for the former president to be reelected, the most for an incumbent president ever. And that's a huge base to build a mega content service from, especially one that could offer advertisers a lot of options, as well as a lot of content creators a lot of options. So, do not take your focus off TMTG Plus. It wants to make its mark among all the other Mega Content Plus services and any to come. And it's going to be a lot of fun to see how this venture develops and how fast it develops and what kind of interest level it draws. And I would think if I'm somebody in the media, somebody in my field, broadcast journalism or print journalism, I'd start really nibbling around what these folks are going to do. I would not take this for granted, and I would not make social media the only story about this new media venture from the former president. I pay attention to this mega content service, too, and give it its due. I believe you will, too. Let's see what happens. And there you go, our takeaways of the week about a potential interactive television tipping point and former President Donald Trump's new TV venture. What do you think? Email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to include your name and where you're from. By the way, I want to welcome Duck Northwest Media into our conversation. Thanks for popping along. Really appreciate it. You got a question or comment for our guest ahead, where you want to respond to what I just had to say in our Takeaway of the Week feature, put it in the chat room or give us a call, 646-652-2906. Time right now for our classic trivia question of the week. It's the last time we're offering this particular question. If you first get the correct answer, you will win the unofficial Hocus Pocus cookbook. That's the cookbook based on the popular 1990s movie, which I understand is being remade, and they're already casting for the remake as well. Here's the question, and we've been posting this for the last 2 weeks or so. Who hosted the first and last episode of the popular ABC variety series, The Hollywood Palace? First episode was in September of 1964. Last one was in 1970, hosted by the same person, very famous entertainer. Who hosted the first and last episodes of ABC's The Hollywood Palace? If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name and where you're emailing from. If you're a previous winner, you're not eligible. First correct answer wins. And if we don't get a winner by the end of today, we'll post the question tomorrow on Facebook and on Twitter. Facebook at Simon Applebaum, Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. That's UBC Simon TWBT. Again, first correct answer wins. And we want it to be you. So let's see if we can get a winner today and join the club of winners from all over the place that have gotten great prizes out of participating in our classic trivia questions segment. So it could be you. But you got to be in to win, and sooner you do, sooner your chance grows. So get in the game today, and all the very best. You're listening to Marby Televised. We are the program all about The Tube, where it's at, where it's going. Happy to have you aboard. We're in year 15, and I'm happy you join us Mondays and Fridays, 3 p.m. Eastern New Pacific, right here on Blog Talk Radio, Speaker to the Radio. Don't forget, we have a triple header. We do a three-episode week at least once a month, and the time for October is next week. Joining us on Monday, Jeff Collins, the Fox News Media Executive Vice President, who oversees Fox Weather. That's the brand-new weather-oriented network that premieres Monday on smart TV sets and smart devices. We'll have a same-day conversation with Mr. Collins. And on Wednesday, we've got a nice hour in store for you. First up, we'll have the co-writer and director of the new Tubi movie. Tubi is the Fox multi-channel bundle. It's now the original programming. The film is called Harlan Manor, premieres next week. It's a Halloween-oriented film about a paranormal investigation team investigating, guess what? Harlan Manor, haunted house, if you will. We'll find out what ghosts they get into with co-writer and director Stephen R. Monroe. And yes, there's another multi-channel bundle that's out to make its mark through smart TV sets and smart devices with you. It's called Clix TV. The co-founders, Ed Sullivan, Patricia Sullivan, and former CNX executive Stacey Jelena will all be with us. That's coming up Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Remember, we always love hearing from you. So be sure to tune in and be sure to let us know what you think. You can email me at simonapple04@yahoo.com. You can also find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Incidentally, I want to give a thank you to all of you that tuned in to our program on Monday. We had our exclusive interview with the executive producer, co-creator, and showrunner of You, the popular Netflix drama that started season 3 a week ago and already has the go-ahead for season 4, Sarah Gamble. A lot of you responded to that interview. We had a great time with her, and you can check out that interview at blogtalkradio.com/televised and all of our podcast destinations, and also at our website, tomorrowbetelevised.podsite.io. And also we had Brian James, the actor, writer, producer, director of Bloodbath. That's the new series that's putting together first. We'll be running on the web and hopefully on TV down the road. Brian wants to be the new Greg Berlanti, Shonda Rhimes, Aaron Spelling, et cetera. So thanks both Sarah and Brian for coming on our program. We really appreciate it, and we hope to have you back down the road because I know you got plenty of new projects to work on and plenty of people to get involved with in the TV world. When we come back, we hope to be joined by Isabel Raffery. She is the creator and the chief executive of Canela Media, one of the fast-rising Spanish-language TV companies. They got a brand new venture now to join alongside Canela TV. It's called Canela Music, and we hope to have her live ASAP after we pause at the top of the hour for web identification. This is the best internet radio in the galaxy. It's www.blogtalkradio.com, speaker.com, and tune.com. Together, reach over 65 million listeners around the world every month and growing. Check out NFL 2021. It'll get you up to date on all the big games coming up Sunday afternoon, night, and Monday. NFL 2021, that's tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. Remember, best BTR 24/7 at YouTube.com. Welcome back to our final half hour of Tomorrow Be Televised. Simon Abbott, I'm with you live from New Web, New York. 70 degrees at the top of the hour. Welcome to those of you just joining us at the top of the hour. Happy to have you aboard. We have a great guest coming your way shortly, and we invite you to be part of the program. So if you have a question or comment for her, ring that phone, 646-652-2906. 646-652-2906. The number is good anyway. You'll catch us across the country or around the globe here on Blog Talk Radio and TuneIn Radio. And don't forget, our chat room is still in business. We had Duck Northwest Media in the room. So use that to communicate with our guests and yours truly. It's SimonApple04 is the name of the room. You'll find it on our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. And again, while you are listening to our show, you can connect with us by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon on your Blog Talk Radio speaker tune screen. Follow the instructions and other people can be live with you. We are awaiting Isabel Raftery, the founder and chief executive of Canela Media, which just launched its second big service, Canela Music, last week. So we hope to have her on very shortly. But right now we're going to pause for a word from our terrific sponsor, Audible.com. Have you heard there's a brand new novel by one of the giants of the business, John Grisham, out there? It's called The Judge's List. Once again, it deals with some fascinating insights about the law and the inherent drama in the courtroom. The Judge's List can be yours right now with a trial run to Audible.com. Remember, Audible.com is the leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment, information, and inspiration. If you haven't heard, there's over 200,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now, at Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio, and our various podcast affiliates. So if you sign up at audibletrial.com/televised, that's audibletrial.com/televised, you get one free audio book, a one-month trial of the service, great customer service from Audible's parent, Amazon.com, and while the supply lasts, health and wealth information that can make a big difference for you or someone you know. And get this, if you're already an Amazon Prime member, you get two audiobooks for your trial of one. And if you subscribe after the trial, you will get 46% off the first 4 months of your subscription on the first book you get. How about that for a deal, especially with the holidays coming up? And by the way, if you get that second book as an Amazon Prime member, it could be one of the titles of the fast-growing catalog of Audible Originals. We're talking original audio productions and podcast series, the best of Broadway, off-Broadway regional theater, and great one-woman and one-man shows. So how about making today the day that you decide that audibletrial.com, audible.com can really make sure it will transform the way you hear the world. It's a great gift, Halloween coming up next weekend, also Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, et cetera, et cetera. Great gift for you or someone you love. For all details, it's audibletrial.com/televised. Well, we are about to welcome back somebody who was with us on our program last year when her venture, Canela Media, got started with Canela TV. Well, last week, that venture, one of the fastest growing in the Spanish language TV world, had a sibling come aboard called Canela Music. And here to talk about that and what else is happening in the world of Canela Media is the founder and chief executive, that's Isabel Raftery. Isabel, thanks for coming aboard.
Thank you for having me. Very happy to be back at the show.
It is great to have you back, Isabel. Where are you calling us from today?
I'm in Connecticut.
Terrific, terrific, terrific. So tell us about Canela Music and how is it doing in its first week on the air?
I love how you refer Canela Music as a sibling. I think that's a brilliant way to see it. It is the sibling of Canela TV. Canela Music is doing fantastic. We're not surprised. Music is such a big passion for Latinos. And after running Canela TV, we saw another boy in the market, and we're like, you know what? Latin music is growing so fast. And the beauty about Latin music is it goes beyond, even beyond Latinos. I think there's just a huge desire for the genre music. So we felt that there was a need to have a home for all Latin music, and that's how Canela Music came about. And it's a platform that attracts a lot of different subsegments of the Latino community, not only the Spanish preferred, but the bilingual audiences. And different, we have music for younger demographics, older demographics, and so it's been an amazing, amazing hit. Just like Canela TV, we're amazed by the numbers in the first week, and we're so excited to see how it continues to grow and reach more Latinos each time.
Mm-hmm. What did you learn the first year of doing Canela TV that you're applying to launching Canela Music, and more importantly, programming it with Spanish language viewers in mind?
I think the importance of diversity in programming is one of the things that we have learned. As Canela TV has been growing, we've been noticing that how we're attracting a lot of different subsegments of the Latino community and how diverse they are is not only the Mexican Americans that in the past have been very heavily targeted by other broadcasters, but how do we speak well to Puerto Rican, a Venezuelan, different parts of the subsegment, and how in our team we have people that understand well those segments, that can program correctly the content that these audiences are going to connect deeper with. So with that mentality, we're applying the same thing, Canela Music, saying, okay, the Latino community is so diverse. You have the people that love the rancheras, but then you have people that love urban. So how do we put in our team people that understand very well the different segments, understand the diversity, and can speak well to each segment to attract them to our platform? So I think that's one of the biggest learnings. We have a very diverse team, which I love. We have people from Puerto Rico, Argentina, I mean, Venezuela, you name it, from all parts of LATAM, born in the U.S. as well, so they can really think and understand who our consumer is and be able to connect deeper with them. So I think that's the beauty of Canela Music and Canela TV, the diversity, and how we're being very strategic in becoming a platform for all Latinos, but not meaning that it's just one strategy for all, but really thinking of the little niches within the Latino community as well.
Mm-hmm. I understand that the programming on Canela Music is divided into 7 categories, from a hits category to regional Mexican over the last 20 years, to one dealing with pop. Are they 24-hour channels and all tied into a bundle, or is it all through one channel?
Yeah, that's great. We started with 7 live channels, so 24/7 programming in those channels, very separated by type of genre of music. But we also, beyond that, have a very strong on-demand section, where people can listen to more specific types of channels. So, for example, if you love romantics from the 80s, you have a whole, in the BOD side, a section that we call the mixtapes with all the romantics of the 80s. So, or if you want a good track to barbecue with, there's a specific mixtape for that. So it's being very, very specific and grabbing a lot of unique programming, but that's a lot music video based. But now we're going to see soon, you're going to see our release of our originals. So we have some amazing original programming launching as of next month, and we have some of the best programming for our audience, very unique. We have from the Nicky Jam Show launching Canela exclusively, interviewing some of the biggest artists, and just Nicky Jam is such a personality and such a big name for the Latino community, to having a cooking show, Con Sazón. In Con Sazón, we have an amazing chef that is inviting the biggest, biggest artists at the moment to come and cook with them, but connect with them in a different way as Latinos we haven't seen it before. So going very deep on...
Mm-hmm. Isabel, talk more about that program. It's called Con Sazón. And the idea is that you bring an artist together with a chef. They collaborate on a meal that ties in with the artist's background, culture, heritage, roots, if you will. And then as the dish is happening, this is cooking, that artist will perform songs. So there's sort of like a mix of food, there's a mix of live music, and there's a mix of culture in it. I understand Isabel is for some reason dropped out. Isabel, can give us a call back. That'd be great, 646-652-2906. So drop back in, and we'll get you back on as soon as I see that you're ready to go on our computer screen. I want to know more about this Conversation series because it's very, very – okay, we got Isabel back on, so hold on a moment, and I believe we have her back on. Isabel, are you there?
Yes, yes, thank you. My apologies. Yeah, Conversation is very exciting. I think what are the biggest two passion points for Latinos, Latina, Latina is music and food. Combining those together, it makes the perfect mix. So, and also allows us to understand deeper the roots of the artist, right? So if he's cooking the la sopa de tortilla that he used to cook with his grandmother and how that connects him to those key moments of being with their relatives and the country of origin they come from, the seasoning of those countries. And just, it allows us to open a deeper view into that artist's life, who they are, their heritage, how proud they are, their family, and then, of course, after a nice meal being cooked together, hearing some of their biggest hits of the moment. So I think, for me, those hits, and I think a lot of Latinos, nothing like food and music combined. So I'm very excited, for example, for the series to Conversation. We have another there's multiple series we're going to be launching. Another one that I'm very, very passionate about is Rising Notes. Rising Notes is another series we're launching, and it's really highlighting up-and-coming Latino artists, Latinos that have a unique way to deliver, or unique that little extra magic when singing, and that we think they're going to be the next big artist, and really supporting those Latinos, giving them a voice and a platform. Rising Notes is another amazing series coming, one of five of the five series that we're launching just in this quarter. So there's going to be a lot of original programming. And so it's something unique that we haven't seen in the market. And I think for that reason, Latinos will find a home for music that is Canela music.
You're hearing Isabel Rafferty. She is the founder and chief executive officer of Canela Media. That's the fast-rising Spanish-language television service. They've got Canela TV, and as of last week, Canela Music, which is playing on many smart TV sets and smart TV devices. Joining us live from Connecticut this half hour on Tomorrow Be Televised, and happy you're joining us wherever you are, too. Simon Applebaum with you live from down where Connecticut is. That's New York. We're at 70 degrees at the top of the hour. We have a question or comment for our guest. Ring that phone, 646-652-2906, or use the chat room, SimonApple04 by name. One other original show that's launching next month, and I think this is one that, frankly, I'm amazed it's taken so long for any music-oriented TV service to do, is called Unidos por el Ritmo, United by the Rhythm. And the idea is about not as much the music, but how these music performers are dealing with their community and really making a difference in them. Tell us more about that series and how that came to be.
I think just the word says it. What are we doing for the community? I think a lot of these amazing artists have very close roots to their communities and are doing amazing things to help the Latino community. So we really want to highlight those people, those artists, because that's what we need more. We need more people like them making a difference in really helping our Latino community thrive. So it was about time to highlight them, show them how, from going to the communities they're supporting, what they're passionate about. And it goes down to, again, really getting to know those artists deeper than just their music, because I think that's how people fall in love with these artists. It's not just being amazing at performing, but what's beyond that, what's inside those people. And I think this show in particular is incredible to see, and it's also plotting and inspiring more artists to give back to the Latino community that is in so much need. So that will be very exciting to see, and I think people will really enjoy to get to know what is the giving back from these artists.
What other original series are in Canela Music's pipeline for the rest of the year and 2022?
There's a lot of different things cooking behind the scenes in concerts, live streaming of concerts. We have an entertainment show that we're in the process of announcing as well. That is the whole premise, I think, of Canela Music is not just having amazing music that connects Latinos, but what makes us fall in love, know deeper those artists that we admire and inspire. So based from what they do in charity, where they grew up, the food that they love. So a lot of our programming will be with that lens on how do we get to know these artists deeper? What are they bringing to the community beyond their amazing music? So when we start to announce more of the shows that are coming up, that's kind of the premise that people can expect, a deeper connection with this, with the music and with the artists.
Over the years, Univision, Telemundo, Estrella TV, other Spanish language networks have done very well with their own music award specials, such as Premio Nuestro, the Billboard Latin Music Awards. Estrella TV is doing a regional Mexican awards special, I believe, next month. Any plans to for Canela to get into the award show business?
Not in the short term, but I would not be surprised in the long term. But for right now, no, we're very focused in just providing for users and high programming awards. It's not in the short-term vision.
Back in the spring, you and Donna Special at Univision and people at Telemundo, other Spanish language networks, really made a huge appeal, maybe the biggest appeal ever, to the advertiser community saying, hey, it's time to finally address this marketplace. It's over 60 million Latinos now in the U.S. I don't know if that counts the illegal immigrant situation, don't know. But the bottom line is that it's time for them to get their due in terms of advertising, in terms of the spend on the advertiser, on his especially Donna Special, for example, said that out of 900 companies or brands that do national advertising, just about a quarter are involved. It's more than ever, and it's still not everybody. What's happened since? What activity are you seeing with both Canela TV and Canela Music in terms of advertiser reaction, especially among advertiser categories, let's say, that have not been involved in the past?
Yeah, I mean, I've been amazed. It's been such a change in the marketplace. Since the social justice movement happened and a lot of brands opened their eyes for the first time, many of them, on the importance to be authentic in reaching these audiences, we start seeing a lot of new advertisers that have never connected with this audience running and saying, help me, how do I do it correctly? How do I reach these audiences? And our business more than tripled with all this change. And it's amazing to see all the different brands that have never been active. This was the year to get started. So investments in multicultural have increased exponential. I don't think there's a way to explain how high on demand multicultural media companies are today. And it's a huge change from whatever I've seen in the past. However, although there is a huge demand compared to previously, I think there's still long ways to go. Long ways to go because of the size of the market. The investments still don't match the size of the market. So until brands, I mean, they're going to the right direction. They're starting for the first time reaching, but they're going to have to scale up pretty quickly to be able to really address the audience accurately. I think you see the brands that really embrace it and want to invest and they want to reach audience. And you also see the brands that are using this as a PR stunt, that you see huge press releases that says this specific brand is going to commit a lot of money to the multicultural audience. And they put these very impressive percentages and people are like, wow. But sometimes when you look underneath the hood, you're like, hold on a second, that percentage is very impressive. Or you're going from peanuts to something a little bigger. So I think we see both. We see from brands embracing it and really trying to understand better the audience and jumping to the other ones that are being opportunistic, I think, and finding a way to get PR out of it. So we'll see, but it's exciting to see the change, and I think we're going on the right direction.
Canela Music is the latest service from Canela Media alongside Canela TV. Both services available to viewers by smart TV sets and smart devices, other means as well. We're speaking with Isabel Raffery, the founder and chief executive of Canela Media, joins us live from Connecticut this half hour on Smart Be Televised. And if you have a question or comment or remaining minutes with our guest, make that call, 646-652-2906, or use the chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Isabel, at the upfront events you did, both the digital content new fronts and the TV upfronts as well. We're coming up on the time that you would like to introduce original scripted programming to Canela TV. Where are things standing, A, with that, and B, well, let's get to A first. Where are we standing in terms of introducing original scripted shows, whether it's telenovelas or weekly dramas, comedies, et cetera, to your main service?
So we're still exploring a little bit further that. We have a couple top ideas that we want to pursue, and we're looking to hopefully be able to announce something in the next quarter, but for right now, we have some very exciting projects. That's all I can say, but I think what I can say is our content will resonate better with a U.S.-based Latino audience, and how we're able to promote Latino producers, Latino content, and that demographic that has changed so drastically as well. How do we better connect with a second-generation audience and how our content will resonate better with them? So we are looking forward to provide more information in the near future, but we are going with a lens of more of a U.S.-based Latino for this type of content.
Isabel, it looks like 2022 is going to be a humongous year for original content on Spanish language television. We know that Univision, which already has their mega content service, Prenda TV, they've got the merger with Televisa coming up, and then they're going to make a whole new big global deal. Telemundo has formed a streaming services division that's going to produce shows for Peacock and maybe for other services as well. And, of course, you've got what you're doing. What we don't know yet is whether all this activity is going to finally lead to an explosion in something that a lot of people in this country who want to produce television in this country have been looking at for a long time, which is doing original, scripted, weekly, nightly, daily series in the United States with U.S.-produced actors, writers, directors, and so forth. What's your sense of what? Are we going to finally see the explosion I think a lot of people are waiting for next year of original content, scripted content produced in the United States and featuring Latino talent that's based here?
It's time. I think it's about time. It's been too long. I think we're starting to see from the advertising side, we were speaking about advertisers going and putting attention to Latino audiences in the USA and say, hey, they're important. Now it's time to have the content to authentically connect with those audiences. In the U.S., it's such a growing demographic, and supporting our Latino community and producers of the U.S., it's time to put Latinos in the big screen. So I think all these companies excited to produce original programming in the U.S., I think 2022 is going to be the start of it, and I think they're going to see huge success in creating this authentic story film here for audiences here. So I think with that success, this is the beginning for a huge growth of production of content that really resonates with a U.S.-based Latino audience, a U.S. producers, U.S. production. So I'm very, very excited for what's coming, and I think we're going the right direction. So I can't wait to get successful stories to get this industry exploding.
And at the same time, by the way, let's not forget that we're now seeing more Latinos and Latinas forming their own production companies. They're getting promo development deals with the likes of Netflix or Warner Brothers or NBC Universal or individual production companies and mega content services. We're also seeing efforts to do more diversity labs, for example, the creator of Vida doing her thing with NBC Universal to create a new place for Latina talent to work. And on an ongoing basis, and, of course, more of these things like the Blacklist and so forth coming up with pilots by Latina talent, Latino talent, to be considered by all sorts of prominent players. So it could be, this coming the years to come, a very huge, huge breakthrough, mm-hmm. Both English language and Spanish language television produced by U.S.-based Latinos and Latinos. Again, the name of the service is Canela Music. It's now running on smart TV sets and smart devices alongside Canela TV, both from the same parent company, Canela Media. If you want more details about both services, here's where you go, www.canela.tv and www.canelamedia.com. It's www.canela.tv, that's C-A-N-E-L-A.tv, or www.canelamedia.tv. Either way, you'll find out more about both services, Canela TV and Canela Music, both available on smart TV sets and smart TV devices. Isabel Rafferty, the founder and chief executive of the company, thank you again for joining us. Pleasure, as always, all the way. Have a great success with Canela Media, and we can't wait to have you back again to talk about more good stuff coming from your organization.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome. Gracias. Take care. Have a fantastic weekend.
Bye.
Isabel Rafferty joining us live from Connecticut this half hour on Tomorrow Be Televised. I really hope you enjoyed this episode, talking with Canela Media, but also with UMAX.TV. I'd love to hear what you think about the future of both Spanish language television and 5G-powered TV. What do you think? Email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. Also, you can find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. And that's going to do it for today's episode. I want to thank both of our guests today and all of you for tuning in. Remember, we have a triple header of episodes Monday, Wednesday, Friday of next week. Coming up on Monday, we're going to focus on the launch of Fox Weather with Fox News Media Executive Vice President Jeff Collins. And coming up on Wednesday, we'll focus on Tubi. That's Fox's multi-channel bundle available on smart TV sets and smart devices. And one of their first original programs, the made-for-TV movie, just in time for Halloween, Harlan Manor, with co-writer and director Stephen R. Monroe, and the folks behind the new multi-channel bundle, Clix TV, co-founders Ed Sullivan, Patricia Sullivan, and former CNN executive Stacey Jones, who's been on this program before. It's all coming up Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Be Televised. Remember, if you want to catch up on recent episodes, or you want to catch up on today's episode if you came in late, go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised, and check out the podcast. It's available 24/7 on the iRadio Podcast Network, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Verbal and Reason, as well as our special website, Tomorrow Be Televised at podsite.io. Love to hear what you have to think about our show today. Remember, you can email me about it, simonapple04@yahoo.com. Used to be involved in our classic trivia question of the week, and also our regular feature is Show to Know. Is there a TV show you like that doesn't get enough attention? Let us know. We'll give you the attention, but we got to know, and we do. You get the credit for it. simonapple04@yahoo.com. Find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, and on Twitter. I do respond to what you have to say within 24 hours. Why? Because what you say matters, now more than ever. The views expressed here are those of the participants. They are not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio and other distributors of this program. Any host Blog Talk Radio's general manager, Jay Sonnenberg, head of content. Website maintenance provided by PodSite, the Internet's new podcast destination. For more, go to PodSite.io. Our web coordinator is guitarist Bakus. Tomorrow Be Televised was brought to you today by Audible.com, the audio marketplace of Amazon.com. Remember, Audible will transform the way you hear the world. For a free audiobook or two and much more, it's audibletrial.com/televised. Remember, if you become a subscriber after your one-month trial, whether you're an Amazon Prime member or not, you will save nearly 50% on one of your books each month. It's a great deal. And by the way, audible.com makes a great gift for you or someone you love, especially with this holiday season coming up. For Tomorrow Be Televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for listening. Have a fantastic weekend, or as they say in Espanol, a fantastic fin de semana. We'll be back here Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, you know where, Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, TuneIn Radio, as well as all of our podcast affiliates, including the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. Whatever you're up to now and then, please make it safe, make it great. If you haven't been vaccinated, see your doctor, check up on your medical history and your record, and then make a great choice, your choice. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.